It's a another possible question then, and the one that will go GC, HPLC or ion chromatography. There's three possible methods in that question. Right, so you'll be pleased to know that we're now starting on the last and final section of the course. That, through the analytical methods, we've covered them all. Yes, that was it. Short and sweet, that analytical section, as I promised. You've now got to go backfill and understand that sort of stuff. Be able to draw pictures of each of these different instruments, explain how they work and when you'd use them in an experimental sort of sense. So the pollution section is quite a bit easier for most people. First of all, we start with a definition according to the OECD of pollution. So introduction by humans, either directly or indirectly into the environment, of either substances or energy, which result in some deleterious effects to either human health, living resources, or they muck up the amenities of the physical environment. Now, it's substances or energy. We're only going to deal with the substances part of it in this course, but obviously energy pollution is the same thing. If you have a large coal-fired power station and they're using a lot of water to cool that system down, then that water, if it's put back into a creek at elevated temperature, causes a lot of problems. So that's thermal pollution. Cities typically have a huge heat island floating around them. Yeah, so this is quite a normal sort of thing. But that's really an area which is like sort of physics pollution, I guess one would call it, rather than chemical pollution. So we'll stick to the straightforward chemicals. So starting then with the characteristic of our chemicals, chemical substances which have detrimental effects on organisms are referred to as toxins. And the science that looks at these toxins is called toxicology. Now, it's a major area. We're going to just do a very quick fly through toxicology so that you're comfortable with the terminology that's used. The dentistry students, for instance, at the moment, they're doing six lectures on pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, which are branches of that. Then next year they go and do some more lectures on the same topics and they include toxicology in. So, you know, we're just going to do a lecture in a little bit on the area, but the